I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
We are KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 6 o'clock. It's Thursday, the 9th day of July. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 65 degrees.
So far, so good on I-15 in both directions. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
The coronavirus, Utah families and schools. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
It's unclear yet whether fall sports will be played this year at Utah public schools. Meanwhile, a youth basketball tournament has been shut down because of the coronavirus.
The coronavirus, Utah families and schools. Our live team coverage begins with KSL News Radio's John Wojcik. John?
Yeah, Amanda, the decision ultimately will come from the Board of Trustees for the Utah High School Activities Association on whether or not fall sports will be played this year. That group is set to meet today, and they've got a lot of things to consider. An executive committee of members met electronically yesterday to lay out what some of the issues may be. Now, towards the top of the list is the fact that Salt Lake City, meaning all the schools residing in that area, remain in the orange recovery phase of the pandemic. That means gatherings are capped at 50 people, and masks are still required in public. Nonetheless, the Deseret News reports that the executive committee came out of their meeting yesterday still hoping that the Board of Trustees will sanction a fall season, even if that means that some mid-season adjustments may be necessary. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Meantime, Salt Lake County Health Department is shutting down the Jam On It youth basketball tournament at the Mountain America Expo Center because of a confirmed case of COVID-19. KSL sports reporter Spencer Linton continues on live team coverage.
Statement was issued on the tournament website in pop-up form. Due to unforeseen circumstances and out of an abundance of caution, the Rocky Mountain Showcase is postponed until 2021. We apologize for the inconvenience and late notice. Jam On It had every intention of running an outstanding event. Funds can be used for a future event or refunded.
Spencer reports the health department is now conducting an investigation into who may have been exposed.
The Centers for Disease Control is revising back-to-school guidelines after President Trump this week tweeted sharp criticism. Director Dr. Robert Redfield says the CDC is there to help schools reopen, and he's not responding to political pressure.
The purpose of those guidance is to help local jurisdictions open their schools. It's not a question of opening schools versus public health. My position is that the public health of the students of this nation is best served by getting these schools reopened.
Redfield also says his agency is not revising guidelines, but simply providing more information.
Meanwhile, the Utah Education Association wants to make sure that teachers' voices are being heard as schools make plans to reopen. Here again is KSL News Radio's Dan Bommas.
UEA President Heidi Matthews says teachers are worried school district plans don't go far enough in protecting educators and other school employees. And she says rural schools and communities of color have seen inequities in health and safety protections. Making sure educators' voices are heard is one of four principles she says should guide administrators in making their plans. Others are listening to advice from experts, making sure students and teachers have access to protective equipment and training, and allocating resources fairly for all school communities. Dan Bommas, KSL News Radio.
As Utah sees more and more COVID-19 cases this week, the state's epidemiologist says she is still confident those numbers can and will come down.
On with Dave and Dujanovic this week, Dr. Angela Dunn says she was pleased that the Beehive State was starting to see a plateau in positive cases. She says it's fairly clear by now that summer heat did not help and can only assume a potential second wave might happen, propelled by regular flu season this fall. She says it's important now more than ever to continue with face coverings and safe social distancing.
And I think we all should take that individual responsibility to help curb this epidemic.
As for why some believe protests did not cause a spike in cases here, she says it's not clear, but that COVID-19 spreads more from large indoor gatherings than outdoors. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
And it's not just infections. Deaths are up in the biggest states. KSL's top national stories now. Sean Michael Lyle, live at the KSL National News Desk.
That's right, Tim. California and Texas set high marks for COVID deaths yesterday. L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti says infection rates are out of control right now.
There's no way we can functionally reopen the economy or safely reopen our schools.
151 deaths reported in California yesterday. 98 Texans lost their lives to the virus. First-time unemployment claims expected to remain above 1 million for the 15th consecutive week. When last week's numbers are released in half an hour, President Trump has been focusing on the millions of jobs recovered at the same time.
That's based on a very strong foundation that we built.
About 20 million Americans remain jobless due to the pandemic shutdown. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. Glee actress Naya Rivera is missing, presumed drowned in Southern California. Ventura County deputies say Rivera went missing from a rented boat with her three-year-old daughter.
We know that the girl had a life vest on. There's another adult life vest found on the boat.
The child found asleep in the boat yesterday afternoon. And the Supreme Court expected to be issuing a ruling today whether President Trump must turn over his tax returns. House Democrats and New York prosecutors are demanding the financials. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Coming up on KSL, a classic coming-of-age TV show is being rebooted.
And we'll check your triple team traffic.
We've got traffic looking pretty good on the freeway. It's a couple of heavy spots, but nothing that you need to avoid. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 6:05.
Stay totally updated with KSL News Radio.
Two police officers had to be treated for smoke inhalation.
COVID cases are skyrocketing across the country.
Utah's news station.
Did you happen to choose Service Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, Electrical, or Drain Cleaning as your profession? If you have 5 or more years experience in one or more of these trades, and if you're a friendly, caring, kind person with great communication skills, if you are drug-free, can pass a criminal background check, and desire to improve yourself with a fast-growing, world-class, industry-leading company, if you meet all these qualifications and would like to work for what we affectionately call the best company in the world, bless our heart, then call Whipple Service Champions at 444-FAST. We hire and train the best technicians in the industry. If you feel qualified, call 444-FAST. For more information, visit WhippleServiceChampions.com. Are you paid what you deserve with benefits? Do you receive ongoing professional training, advancement opportunities, and resources for your personal growth? If not, then join the winning team at Whipple Service Champions. To find your career and what makes us different, call 444-FAST. I'm excited about your future.
Lagoon's biggest summer discount is only at Deseret Book. Find meaningful gifts for your friends and family and earn Lagoon discount passes at the same time. Visit DeseretBook.com/Lagoon for details.
Hey, thanks for waking up with us this morning. One of the things we're keeping an eye on, another youth basketball tournament, another sporting event, has been shut down by the Salt Lake County Health Department because of a confirmed case of COVID-19. We'll keep an eye on that for you throughout the morning.
Attorney General William Barr is talking about the Black Lives Matter protests. In an exclusive interview with ABC's Pierre Thomas, Barr said he believes Black Lives Matter, but he stopped short of supporting the movement.
The Black Lives Matter, has focused on a particular problem, and it is a problem, and it's a problem that at least the trajectory has been improving, and they're ignoring, I think, these broader issues.
More from William Barr coming up at 6:15, and then at 6:45, we'll speak with ABC's Pierre Thomas live on Utah's Morning News.
The TSA has made some changes at airport security checkpoints after a whistleblower inside the agency complained about poor protection against the coronavirus. The Transportation Security Administration was accused of helping spread the virus because screeners didn't have enough protective gear. Since the complaint, the TSA has taken new steps, including requiring screeners to change or sanitize gloves after every passenger pat-down. The TSA says 6 of its screeners have died from COVID-19 nationwide.
A beloved TV classic is getting a reboot.
What would you do?
27 years after it aired its last episode, The Wonder Years is returning to ABC. Like the original, the reboot will be set in the 1960s, except rather than following a white family in the suburbs, it'll follow a black middle-class family in Montgomery, Alabama, during that turbulent time in America. Empire co-creator Lee Daniels has the development reins, with original Wonder Years star Fred Savage co-executive producing. Look for it late next year or early 2022. Christopher Watson, ABC News.
Did he just say 27 years after it first aired?
We are getting old, Tim Hughes. We just got to accept that. You know what I mean?
These stories are like a slap upside the head to me.
And that's okay.
That's okay. We're still here.
You're still here.
Still kicking. 609. Let's get our first look at Triple Team Traffic, shall we? Brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. And, of course, we go to the Traffic Center to get us started with Andy Farnsworth.
Jim, it's been 27 years since it finished airing.
It's even longer since it
started.
Salt
in the wound. Salt in the wound.
So you know. Deeper for me, Andy. Thank you.
Here's where you start off on I-15. A little bit heavy going south near the Bluffdale exit, but northbound lanes look good through Salt Lake County. Only a little bit of a delay right now. 21st South freeways you cross are on 5600 West, I should say, as you cross the 201 freeway. And right now, SR36 looks good into Willa County. Aubrey?
Well, if you're traveling in Utah County right now, I-15 is looking great from Spanish Fork to the point of the mountain, moving at freeway speeds. Pioneer Crossing has a few spots of slowing around the stoplights, but nothing too major. Eric?
Likewise, I-15 southbound from Ogden through Bountiful all the way to downtown Salt Lake. No accidents right now, and you're moving at normal speed, so you're looking about 30 minutes in total for the whole commute. And U.S. 89, Legacy Parkway, both of them moving well on the southbound side, too. Is the IRS harassing you? Are tax problems ruining your life? Let Utah tax attorney Jordan Wilcox help. Visit TaxHelpUT.com. That's TaxHelpUT.com. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And just how hot will it get today? Let's find out with you, Grant.
Well, it's another warm day along the Wasatch Front with sunshine here and temperatures topping out about 95 degrees. Tomorrow it's a little hotter, 97. And again, lots of sunshine. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
We're right where we were yesterday at this time, 65 downtown.
More from that interesting interview that ABC's Pierre Thomas did with our Attorney General William Barr coming up in just a moment here on KSL News Radio.
That's next at 102.7 FM at 1160 AM. Thanks again for starting your morning and riding along with Tim and Amanda on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
There are some strategies that can help you get more income from Social Security that the Social Security Administration could never tell you. Did you catch that? There are some strategies that can help you get more income from Social Security that the Social Security Administration could never tell you. Learn what these strategies are in a free Social Security analysis from Boss Retirement Solutions in Salt Lake, winner of Utah's Best of State Award for Retirement Planning. If you have not filed for your Social Security benefits and have saved more than $200,000, be one of the first 10 callers to schedule your free analysis now at 801-682-4448. Discover how you could get tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars in additional Social Security income. 801-682-4448. 801-682-4448. 4448.
Hi guys, it's Andrew with Wasatch Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with ED? Well, I have great news. We can now fix the problem without any medication, injections, or surgery. Our advanced form of wave therapy is clinically proven to regrow blood vessels and restore spontaneity in the bedroom. We can do so quickly, affordably, and with zero side effects.
Hi, my name is Rich, and I'm an actual patient. I recently overcame my skepticism and started treatments last week. I was astonished to see instant results. These treatments work, and the increase in blood flow was immediate. My only regret is not starting sooner.
If you're struggling with ED and want a long-lasting fix, call in the next 2 minutes, and we'll give you the medical assessment and ultrasound totally free. We'll also give you a special gift that produces instant results to improve your intimacy. That's a $400 value, totally free. Put a stop to your ED. Call 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. Call Wasatch Medical right now to claim that offer. 801-901-8000.
My name is Tom.
My name is Cindy.
We give to and volunteer with United Way at our community free health clinic.
We know our time and money are going to the right places.
We don't just wear the shirt.
We live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
KSL News Time now, 6:14. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
a police car belonging to a South Jordan cop was vandalized while parked outside his West Jordan home. Officials say the words Black Lives Matter was spray painted on the side of the car. I'm KSL News Radio's John Wojcik.
Second, Governor Gary Herbert is expected to announce at 11:30 this morning whether he'll issue a mandatory mask order for the entire state. We'll have live coverage of the announcement on KSL News Radio.
Third, of course, we'll keep an eye on that drive brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards.
Right now, if you're taking the freeway, whether you're in Davis, Salt Lake, or Utah counties, you've got the full speed limit in both directions, and it looks like the construction on Highway 6 in Spanish Fork Canyon has wrapped up. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot of sunshine today at the 95. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
65 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. In about a half hour, the Labor Department will give us another snapshot of job losses through the pandemic. We will find out how many more Americans filed for first-time unemployment benefits last week. The numbers coming as coronavirus cases hit another record. ABC's Matt Gutman is in Arizona.
The numbers indicating a full-on testing crisis.
We have hit the rate of limitations of our testing. We cannot do enough testing to keep up with how many positives we're having.
Nearly all of the state's ICU beds are full.
We're making decisions all the time, but in a pandemic, it has gotten significantly harder. Do we admit them or do we not?
ABC's Jim Ryan has the story from Texas.
Over the past week, 15% of Texans tested were found to be carrying the virus, the state's highest positivity rate yet. And it isn't just nursing home residents. While many younger patients recover quickly,
some of them can and will have long-term consequences from that.
Austin physician Christopher Zabel is seeing
scarring in the lungs and things like that that can affect a person's ability to breathe for the rest of their life.
Some cities are now pushing for a reversal of some Texas business openings. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti says hospitalizations in his city are the highest since the pandemic began. U.S. Supreme Court to issue rulings this morning on whether President Trump must release his taxes to Congress and to prosecutors in New York. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. The Attorney General, William Barr, is talking about the Black Lives Matter movement, race, and policing.
He sat down in an exclusive interview with ABC's Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas.
In the wake of nationwide protests spurred by the death of George Floyd, Attorney General William Barr acknowledging African Americans do face bias in policing.
I do think that it is a widespread phenomenon that African-American males particularly are treated with extra suspicion and maybe not given the benefit of the doubt.
While Barr acknowledges there is some police reform needed, he remains steadfast that most police are doing a good job, and he rejects any notion of defunding law enforcement. But Barr chose not to engage on the question of whether the president was stoking racial tensions.
He was saying things like that the removing the flags from NASCAR events hurt a lot of people. He, this week, retweeted something where someone was yelling white power.
Well, I haven't seen what the president said.
What's your view of Black Lives Matter? And are you willing to say Black Lives Matter?
I'd make a distinction between the organization, which I don't agree with. They have a broader agenda. But in terms of the proposition that Black Lives Matter, obviously Black Lives Matter. I think all lives, all human life is sacred.
Barr was also asked about clearing protesters near the White House last month.
We pressed the Attorney General about that moment in June when mostly peaceful protesters were cleared out of Lafayette Park by force. Earlier, William Barr standing right there. Moments later, the president stood for that photo op.
Was it done because the president was going to go over and walk and have a photo op?
No, the plan was to move the demonstrators up toward I Street. It was not done to set up a photo op.
Barr recently said there's no systemic racism in policing. But during our interview today, he acknowledged a racial profiling problem.
We're going to get the chance to talk a little bit more with Pierre Thomas about that interview coming up at 6:45 this morning. Very much look forward to it in the next half hour.
Me too.
That's the In-Depth at 15 and 45.
6:19, let's get another look at Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. And back over to you, Andy.
Well, Amanda, so far we're crash-free through the Salt Lake Valley. It's looking pretty nice on the roadways up to this point, whether you're taking I-15. Looping around the valley on 215, we had two crashes in the 5 o'clock hour on 215, but they're both gone, and traffic looking good as you make all your transitions in Murray from 215 and I-15. Aubrey?
Well, I-15 in Utah County has no problems right now with your normal travel times, about 20 minutes from Orem to the point of the mountain. Redwood Road out of Saratoga Springs is moving good right now, too, as is Pioneer Crossing. Eric?
No problems on the freeway in Weber and Davis counties. I-15 looking solid from Ogden all the way down to North Salt Lake and Salt Lake City. Checking out the south gate of Hill Air Force Base, just a little bit of congestion over on the westbound side, but no major problems there as well. Earn rewards using Cypress Credit Union's Visa Rewards credit card. For a limited time, receive triple points on restaurant purchases and double points on gas and groceries. Visit the branch or cypresscu.com. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's get a sneak peek here at the 7-day forecast. We thought we would avoid the triple digits this weekend, but maybe not.
Sunshine heating up to 95 today. Tomorrow, 97 and mostly sunny. And it heats up for the weekend. We get more sunshine. And we're going to near 100 both days. Saturday, 99. Sunday, 100. And again, lots of sunshine for the weekend. 98 Monday, mostly sunny. Then it tones down a little bit Tuesday, Wednesday, sunny, and 93. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Got a beautiful orange sunrise going on out there this morning. It's 65 degrees.
I found this so interesting this morning, Tim. I posted it on my Facebook page. I got it from the Deseret News. It's this chart of risk activities listed from the lowest risk activities to the highest risk activities for COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
So would you like to know the top highest risk and the bottom lowest risk activities?
Yeah, shoot me.
Okay, do you want to start with lowest risk or highest risk?
Give me the highest first.
Highest risk. Okay, here are the top four highest risk activities. Attending a large music concert, as you might imagine.
Which we can't do.
Going to a sports stadium, which we can't do.
Which we can't do.
Attending a religious service with 500-plus worshipers.
Which we can't do.
Going to a bar.
Which in most states we can't do.
Yeah. Below that, working out at a gym, high-risk activity.
Yeah.
Going to an amusement park, going to a movie theater, going to a, below that, eating at a buffet, high-risk activity.
Yeah.
So here are low-risk activities. Opening the mail, getting restaurant takeout, pumping gasoline, playing tennis, going camping, very low risk activity. Below that, just after that, for moderate to low risk, going shopping, going for a walk, playing golf, staying at a hotel for two nights, moderate to low risk activity.
So you can stay one night, just not two nights?
That's what it says, staying at a hotel for two nights.
Huh.
So, anyways, an interesting chart if you want to look at the things you do and where they fall in the risk
assessment. You think most people still worry about opening their mail?
Well, it says low risk.
I know. But do you think most people even think about it anymore?
I don't. Maybe some people do.
Yeah, I don't know. Interesting. And I guess that's still up there if you want to look at it on the Deseret News site. Give us a minute. We'll come back and head off the radar. Sean Michael Lyle will help us with that from the KSL National News Desk. And we'll check your money news, of course, right around the corner.
When you want a brand new kitchen, there's nothing to it. There's a brand new way to do it. 3-day kitchen and bath.
Do you love your house but hate your kitchen? If you want your old kitchen or bath completely new again, totally remodeled and updated to your taste, style, and specifications in just 3 days, call 3-day kitchen and bath. And we mean a complete custom remodel from floor to ceiling in just 3 days, including a 100% satisfaction guarantee with our quality and craftsmanship where you don't pay. No hassle, no stress. We even bring our mobile showroom to you, and you'll be our guest at the Marriott while we work our magic creating your dream kitchen or bath. Call 3-Day Kitchen and Bath for your free copy of the Kitchen and Bath Remodeling Guide, plus $500 off a complete bathroom remodel with a kitchen and a free design consultation.
It's about time.
3 days or less.
At 3-Day Kitchen and Bath.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Give a little talking to man, mano a mano.
Hey, Steve. It's now a good time?
No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
A man is arrested for being unneighborly. Details from Sean Michael Lyle at the KSL National News Desk, brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
Well, Tim, an arrest has been made in Sparta Township, New Jersey, after trash had been dumped on a man's yard for months. Cops say they watched as Richard Keller threw garbage onto the victim's lawn. When asked why he had been defiling the lawn the past 4 months, he told officers, quote, "I think you know why, because of that flag." And what flag is that?
Keep America Great.
Yeah, police say in a press release, Mr. Keller had such disdain for President Trump that it enraged him that someone was displaying a Trump flag. He decided that he would keep throwing garbage on their driveway to cause them inconvenience, unquote. Keller is charged with criminal mischief and harassment. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bank. The Environmental Protection Agency approved using Lysol to disinfect surfaces against coronavirus. Lysol's disinfectant spray and Max Cover Mist were found to kill the virus in under 2 minutes.
Tens of thousands of people expected to walk off the job on July 20th. It's called the Strike for Black Lives and will stretch from Los Angeles to Boston. Employees are calling for better wages and an end to systemic racism in the workforce.
Flight attendants for Hawaiian Airlines tested positive for coronavirus after attending a training session. The 14 sick employees were at the airline's headquarters in Honolulu. The training program is now canceled.
We'll get the first-time unemployment claims again coming up in just a few minutes. The expectation is that it will mirror the numbers we had last week, which ended up at 1.43, somewhere in that neighborhood anyway. The Dow is still off, but we're narrowly trading here. We're off 52 points on the Dow Jones Industrial Futures. The S&P is down half a point, and up half a point now. It's in the green, and the NASDAQ is also up by 50 points.
Coming up next on KSL, we'll take another look at your morning commute.
With everything that's happening right now across the world, people are getting anxious. But if you already suffer from anxiety or depression and then stack everything on top of that, the personal consequences can be devastating. Don't let your anxiety take over. There is nothing more essential than your mental health. There is a brighter tomorrow, and it can be yours with Therapy Reset. Visit ResetUtah.com and see if you're a candidate for ketamine infusion therapy. It stimulates neuron growth and helps brain cells communicate better with each other. What does that do for you? The answer just might surprise you. The birds will sing and the sun will shine tomorrow, and you need to be a part of it. Right now, new patients get $400 off their treatment series. Therapy Reset is an essential business and open to help with anxiety and depression, especially now. Visit ResetUtah.com for more information and call today. The consultation is free, and the result could be life-changing. Visit ResetUtah.com.
July in Utah means July heat.
Yeah, we're going to crank it up a little bit. The dry weather continues here.
Toasty. Upper 90s for the weekend.
The 90s can mean storms, but they can also mean fire. Get traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s, mornings and afternoons on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
We've always had villains to face.
Bad guys to take down.
But you.
You are the most horrible of all.
Just because you're tough, it doesn't mean we can't beat you.
We're here because we've had enough of you.
We all have the power to do something.
To change something.
To stand up to cancer.
Every single one of us is mortal.
Even me.
Even me.
One person is not a team.
But when we join together...
You don't stand a chance.
But inside, we are all heroes.
We are resilient.
We are powerful.
And we will win.
Marvel Studios' Avengers Endgame, MasterCard, and Stand Up to Cancer are joining together today to help take down one of the biggest villains of all. Cancer. Join us now at standuptocancer.org/MasterCard.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Brought to you this morning by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. How are we doing out there, Andy?
Actually, really well so far this morning, Tim. Haven't seen any new crashes pop up for drivers heading out the door right now or who are already on the freeway. You'll see the full speed limit to your destination, whether that's Salt Lake City or if you're coming out of Tooele, SR 36, and I-80. Aubrey?
Well, right now, I-15 still looking good in Utah County as well. No delays there. If you're traveling on westbound I-80, right around Summit Park, you'll see a touch of slowing. But other than that, everything's looking really good. Eric?
And southbound right now in US 89 coming out of the Ogden area, you do have a little bit of congestion and slowing approaching the SR 193 intersection. But the rest of the way down to Fruit Heights and Farmington, no problems there. And I-15 continues to look solid from Ogden all the way to downtown Salt Lake. Durden's Appliance and Mattress in Bountiful will check all competitors' prices and offer you the lowest price on your new appliances. Visit durdensappliance.com. Brands you know at prices you'll love. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s, and it's going to be another hot day today. Let's check the forecast with you, Grant.
Things heating up a little bit for this afternoon, and tomorrow, sunshine today. We're up to 95. Tomorrow, it climbs up to the upper 90s, right about 97 for the high. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, now 6:30.
Let's check our temperature downtown, 65 degrees.
So far, no delays on our freeways yet. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Mandatory mask requirement. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Governor Gary Herbert expected to announce later today whether he'll issue a mandatory mask order for the entire state.
Mandatory mask requirement. KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas reports two legislative leaders say wearing masks is a good idea, but it should be voluntary.
Senate President Stuart Adams and House Speaker Brad Wilson issued statements after meeting with the governor earlier this week. KSL.com reports they pointed out the situations are different in Utah's urban and rural counties. Adams also raised the question of how to enforce that requirement. Governor Gary Herbert has also been meeting with the state's top health officials, who are urging a statewide mask order as a way to get more people to wear them. He'll announce his decision later this morning. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
The governor expected to make that announcement during a coronavirus task force briefing that's scheduled at 11:30 this morning. We'll break in immediately with live coverage as soon as it begins here on KSL News Radio.
A St. George nurse hasn't seen her husband in person since last month because he's in the ICU on a ventilator. Tony Ferguson works with elderly patients who have coronavirus and believes she brought it home and infected her husband.
The doctors are saying this could be a 3 or 4 or 5 week long process, and don't lose hope, but it's really hard to do that when you can't be there.
Ferguson says she first tested positive 3.5 weeks ago. She got her first negative last night.
A South Jordan police officer says his marked cruiser was vandalized while it was parked in his own driveway in West Jordan. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with that story. John.
Yeah, Tim, officials say the vandalized police cruiser belongs to an officer in the South Jordan Police Department. Now, detectives can't pin down an exact time when this happened, but they do say it happened sometime after the 4th of July holiday. Sergeant J.C. Holt with the West Jordan Police Department calls this definitely unusual.
It would be unfair to say that we've had a lot of this. This is the first incident we've had in our city where something has happened to a police car.
Now, even more rare is that the vehicle was parked at the officer's home. Sergeant Holt adds that he actually doesn't think the person who did this is connected to the Black Lives Matter movement in any way. Rather, he feels it's probably just someone looking to create chaos and division in the community. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
KSL Weather with Grant Wayman. You're probably going to need the air conditioning for the next few days as temperatures climb into the upper 90s.
Usually when it's dry, we tend to see these temperatures going up. We tend to see the temperatures going down a little bit once we get the monsoon season kicking in, and that means we get more rain and clouds, thunderstorms. But right now it's dry, and it's looking like near triple-digit heat for this upcoming weekend.
Grant says we cool into the mid-90s for Tuesday and Wednesday, but so far there's not a single storm in sight.
Jobs continue to be victims of the pandemic. KSL's top national stories. Back to Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Tim, we're still waiting for the jobs numbers from the past week from the Labor Department. It's expected to be 1.3 million first-time unemployment claims and would be 15 consecutive weeks of job losses over a million. Bankrate's Mark Hamrick.
We go back to mid-March. We were seeing under 300,000 new jobless claims.
Well, over half of the jobs lost have been recovered, but the recent virus surges are expected to increase those losses. Arizona is delaying reopening of public schools until mid-August as virus cases spiral out of control there. CDC Director Dr. Robert Redfield.
My position is that the public health of the students of this nation is best served by getting these schools reopened.
But it's looking like the new school year will begin just as the South and West hit pandemic peaks. The Texas State Republican Party convention in Houston next week has been called off as the Democratic mayor ordered the venue to opt out. Party members are denouncing that move, saying they had precautions ready to go. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. And 100 black Major League Soccer players raised fists at midfield before last night's opening match in Orlando. Justin Morrow of Toronto FC.
This tournament presented a unique opportunity for all of us to be in the same place and to show this support.
Host Orlando scored a late 2-1 victory with Real Salt Lake playing this Sunday. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Coming up on KSL, the Utah Jazz have been cleared to practice in Orlando.
And triple team traffic.
No crashes to report yet, but the freeway is also looking good. Light traffic so far on I-15 between Ogden and Provo. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 6:35.
The voices of news and thoughtful conversation.
David Dujanovic at 9.
Boyd Matheson at 11.
And Lee Lonsberry at 1.
These are your all-day companions for news on KSL News Radio.
This is Jeff Stout with Fink & McGregor, Mortgages Made Simple. At Fink & McGregor, we do mortgages full-time. That's all we do. We don't sell other goods or services to our customers. We don't share information. We just do mortgages for those who need them. This is not true of banks or credit unions. Banks and credit unions are necessary in this day and age, but not for your mortgage. When you specialize in something, you just do it better. That's why we keep our focus in one place. If you feel like your bank is taking too long, if you feel like they are charging too much, if you feel like they are giving you the runaround, or if you feel like you just don't matter to them, I invite you to try us. You'll be glad you did. Fink & McGregor, Mortgages Made Simple, 801-264-9494. That's 264-9494. Or on the web at finkmcgregor.com. That's finkmcgregor.com.
A powerful threat calls for a greater response.
Not tomorrow.
Not in a few years.
But right now.
Some battles must be faced together. Cancer fighters stand up to cancer every day, and you can be part of this battle too.
Donate $25 or more and you'll receive 10 American Airlines Advantage miles for every dollar you give. Visit standuptocancer.org/American Airlines to learn more.
Together, we can save lives.
Stand Up to Cancer is a division of EIF.
Here come those numbers with breaking news this morning. The Labor Department has just released the weekly jobs report. It shows that 1.3 million Americans filed for first-time unemployment claims last week.
Weekly claims have topped 1 million for 15 consecutive weeks now. Again, the weekly unemployment report shows 1.3 million new claims this past week.
It also shows, by the way, that workers receiving those benefits is down a little bit to 18 million. Still too many, obviously. But we'll see how the markets react to it for you throughout the morning here on KSL. In sports, the Jazz and five other teams have completed a mandatory 48-hour quarantine and can begin practicing today at the Disney Complex in Orlando. ESPN's Malika Andrews explains what those practices will look like.
I was just on one of the practice courts not very long ago, and there are chairs that are set up around the outside of the practice courts, and each chair, you can tell it has been perfectly distanced to be 6 feet apart each. And remember that some teams had their practice courts flown in and have been rebuilt in ballrooms, but other teams have not had their actual hardwood brought here. So some of those teams are going to have to share, obviously, with sanitation done in between every team that's coming through.
Among other precautions, the Milwaukee Bucks say they won't travel together to Orlando.
The Ivy League became the first college sports conference to announce the cancellation of fall sports for this year due to the pandemic. ESPN's Heather Dinich says other conferences may or may not be influenced by that decision.
I've spoken to a lot of conference commissioners as well as athletic directors across the Power Five, and they have told me while they respect the Ivy League, they monitor it, and they pay close attention, they're not necessarily going to base their decisions on college football based on what happened.
The Ivy League was one of the first conferences to shut down postseason basketball back in March.
I noticed yesterday that Ohio State actually shut down their workouts. that they had all of their fall athletes back on the field or on the court. So because they had some cases come up positive. Sweden was an experiment of coronavirus nonconformity. The government didn't shut anything down, and experts are now weighing in on how that went.
More death and nothing gained economically. A New York Times report is saying 3 months after the non-lockdown in Sweden, 5,420 have died due to COVID, and that's in a country of 10 million, about the population of the state of Georgia. The Times says per million people, Sweden has suffered 40% more deaths than the U.S. and 12 times more than its neighbor Norway. And their wallets or jobs weren't spared. The report says Sweden's central bank thinks their economy will shrink 4.5%, and that unemployment there jumped almost 2%. Oxford Economics thinks their recovery will take a long time. Todd Fuchs, KSL News Radio.
KSL News time is 6:39. Let's get another look at Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. Andy?
Now, Amanda, traffic on I-15, it looks great between Draper and downtown. Still a 20-minute drive time. Light traffic so far on Bangor Highway through most of West Jordan, West Valley, and up to the 201 freeway. Earlier slowdowns on 5600 West over 21st South are clear for now. Aubrey?
I-15 still has no problems in Utah County. You can still expect about a 20-minute drive from Provo to the point of the mountain. If you are traveling on Redwood out of Saratoga right now, it is a little congested around the intersection at 2100 North in Lehigh. Eric?
Got a little bit of congestion over in Roy on 5600 South as you get closer to the freeway. But overall, it's a pretty good picture in Weber and Davis counties right now. I-15 certainly looks good. 30 minutes of expected travel time from Ogden to downtown Salt Lake. Hurry in to Siegel Book today and shop our newly stocked clearance clothing racks. Plus, this week only take an additional 20% off all clearance clothing. Sale ends Saturday, so stop by Siegel today. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Another 90-degree day, but, we're getting kind of used to this around here.
A lot of sunshine today. Temperatures on the rise here, 95 today, and lots of sunshine. And you'll notice a little hotter tomorrow afternoon, sunshine up to 97. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Starting the morning right where we did yesterday, 65 degrees.
Up in a moment, we'll have a chance to speak with ABC's Pierre Thomas. He is the one that had a chance to speak one-on-one with the U.S. Attorney William Barr. We'll talk to him about that interview just ahead on KSL News Radio.
Stay with us at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. And as always, thanks for starting your morning with Tim and Amanda on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news. Boy, with the emphasis these days on cleanliness in the house, Amanda, tell our listeners again about this air scrubber that you had our friends at Superior Water and Air install at your home.
Well, one of the things we asked them when they were here a couple of years ago is we said, what can we do to make sure that our home is as clean as possible? And I think this was in conjunction with when one of our sons was diagnosed with asthma. And we got a filter for our furnace and air conditioner that is a hospital grade filter. And that was fantastic. And we got this thing called an air scrubber that just, it cleans. I know this sounds crazy, but it cleans the air. So any surface that is touched, the air is already cleaned, that so that when you touch that surface, germs and things aren't left hanging in the air that are, I'm not explaining this right. You need to call them because they'll explain it to you. It's just an extra level of protection. So that in addition to the Clorox wipes and everything you're already doing, this air scrubber is an extra level of protection.
And by the way, if you want something like that installed by Superior Water and Air, they of course are going to follow all the CDC protocols for sanitizing and cleaning your home. But boy, you can go right down the list, whether it's a minor plumbing problem, whether it's a water heater, whether it's a home generator or an air scrubber. As Rob likes to say all the time, we got this. They are your safe, essential service provider in your home. You need them now more than ever. It's Superior Water and Air.
974-9090, or you can go online to superiorwaterandair.com.
When I first met Jordan and his team, it was a big relief.
I'm Utah tax attorney Jordan Wilcox. Listen to what actual clients have had to say about working with us.
When I first got the letter from the IRS, after reading it, I was devastated on what they wanted to get from me and the amount of penalty that they were demanding. I had a lien put on my house about 2 years after they started to send me letters, and then that shut down every bit of my credit. I couldn't do anything. I never had nights I could sleep. I heard about the law office of Jordan Wilcox. Just hearing it, I knew that was where I wanted to go. Then I met with Jordan in his office, and He gave me the play-by-play, and that was exactly what I needed. I knew it would get taken care of. Then I knew he was the one that was going to take care of it, and that it would be all right.
I'm Jordan Wilcox. Let's solve your IRS tax nightmare.
It's a great thing to have the IRS off your back. I will always recommend Jordan and his team.
Visit taxhelput.com or call 801-657-5951 to schedule your free consultation today. That's taxhelput.com.
It's summertime, family time, and that means camping time at Paris RV. Check out our summer specials. Hook up the 2021 Rockwood 1640 LTD 10 trailer, fully loaded for only $89.95 or $99 a month, zero down. Or basically steal the 2021 Open Range 26BH Bunkhouse Travel Trailer for only $19,995 or $229 a month, zero down. Check out the 2021 XLR Boost 25LR LE Toy Hauler. It'll even fit a four-seat Razor for only $22,995 or $249 a month, zero down. Don't miss out on these incredible summer deals at Paris RV. And remember, we have over 350 RVs in stock for you to choose from. Also, a full service department with 26 bays, a body shop, and not one but two parts superstores. And two locations, 4360 South State and 5545 South State. Or, of course, online at parisrv.com.
Dave and Jennifer.
11:30 this morning. That's when we're expected to hear what the governor will do with calls for a statewide mask mandate. But two top lawmakers have already made up their minds. Have you made up yours? Let's go in depth today on Dave and Jennifer.
Thanks to those of you that have taken the time to text us this morning and let us know you're out there on the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line. That number again, when you can do so safely, just 57500. KSL News Time, 6:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First, Governor Gary Herbert is expected to announce this morning whether he'll issue an order for mandatory masks in public. We'll have live coverage at 11:30 here on KSL.
Second, an investigation is underway after a South Jordan police officer's cruiser was vandalized while sitting in his driveway in West Jordan.
Third, how about a quick look at how those roads are doing this morning? Brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards.
Looking good on I-15. City streets not too bad. Just a few busy spots, Bangor Highway, Redwood Road, and then Highway 89 up in Davis County. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot of sunshine today at the 95. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
65 downtown.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. U.S. Attorney General William Barr says there is widespread racism by police against the black population and that African-American males are treated with extra suspicion.
Joining us live is ABC's Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas, who spoke to Barr in an exclusive interview. Boy, it was interesting to hear this interview, parts of this interview. Pierre, what was your takeaway?
Well, I think it's an acknowledgement and by Barr, who was down in South Carolina to meet with members of the law enforcement community as well as city and state leaders to discuss the ongoing issue, intense issue of race and policing. And to be clear, what he was talking about is that he is acknowledging that there's widespread bias in terms of the way that the police treat African-Americans, particularly African-American males. He acknowledged that African-American males are often treated with suspicion. And I thought that was a very interesting moment in the interview.
He came out very strongly against this movement to defund the police and made the point that he thought protesters were missing a broader point here and that their own communities are most affected by a lack of law enforcement on the streets.
Well, again, he's against any notion of defunding the police. He does, however, support augmenting resources to communities in terms of mental health support, information, and support from social services, because he's acknowledged that often police are asked to do too many things in communities. But make no mistake, Bill Barr is a law enforcement guy in terms of any hint of violence he's against. But he did appear to acknowledge that many of these protests have been largely peaceful and, with people of all different races and backgrounds out because of what they saw in that video of how George Floyd died. And a lot of people still talk about the fact that that man died over the fact that there was an allegation that he passed a fake $20 bill. Police were not responding to any kind of serious crime in terms of an assault, any kind of information involving a weapon. It was about, at its outset, a $20 fake bill, allegedly.
Do you think it matters to this Attorney General how he is perceived by the African-American community?
I think to the degree it does. He was there meeting with members of all of the community, including African-American officials and leaders. And in fact, I talked to three of them who participated in the meeting with the Attorney General. And they said that they took him at his word, that he was interested in outreach and understanding and improving relations between the African-American community and police. And so I think more than anything, the AG, like many people in the country, does acknowledge that we're in a moment now where everyone may be reexamining what they thought they knew about how police and African-Americans interact.
Did he say anything that really surprised you?
You know, he's always engaging. He's always interesting. You know, he will answer what he wants to answer, and but you know, he usually will tell you what he thinks. He expressed no regret whatsoever for how the June 1st protest rally that was in the nation's capital off of Lafayette Park was handled. Their critics have suggested that look, that it was heavy-handed by authorities, that protest was largely peaceful, overwhelmingly peaceful, yet they came out and they moved people back using munitions and smoke grenades and various munitions. And a lot of people thought it was way too much in a country that values, you know, free speech and the right to assembly peacefully. The AG thought that there was enough of an element of rowdiness and violence that he wanted that perimeter extended out further from the White House, and he expressed no regret for how it was handled.
We always appreciate your time and look forward to seeing more of the piece. Thank you, ABC's Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas, talking with us about his exclusive interview with U.S. Attorney General William Barr that you'll see more of on ABC News.
All right, let's get that look at Triple Team traffic for those of you on the road this morning. Sponsored by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. Here again is Andy Farnsworth.
And right now, traffic's still in good shape for drivers heading through the Salt Lake Valley on I-15 and I-215. Haven't had any problems yet on I-80 out of Tooele or on SR-36, although it's a little bit heavy in Stansbury Park. Aubrey?
I-15 is smooth sailing in both directions from Spanish Fork to the point of the mountain. Pioneer Crossing stoplight showing a little congestion as you make your way east to the freeway. Eric?
I-15 continues to look good in Weber and Davis counties. Your normal 30 to 35 minute commute time from Ogden down to Salt Lake City. We have a little bit more congestion now for folks that are heading south over on Riverdale Road and as US 89 as well, going from South Ogden over to Uinta. Did you know that Diamond Rental can service and repair your construction equipment? Everything from skid steers to chop saws and forklifts to generators. They can service and repair at a Diamond Rental near you. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And let's look ahead to the 7-day forecast through the weekend and beyond. See how hot it gets, Grant.
Sunshine today, heating up just a little bit. 95 is going to be the high. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and 97. Then it's hotter for the weekend. Sunshine Saturday up to 99 and 100 Sunday. Sunshine both days, so heating up for the weekend. 98 on Monday, 93 Tuesday. Sunshine both those days, and more sunshine for Wednesday, 93. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, downtown, our current temperature, 65 degrees.
If you've learned one thing about me over the last year, it is this, that I'm a half-full guy.
Yes, for
sure. A glass half-full rather than a glass half-empty. So we get numbers of 1.31 million first-time unemployment claims. Sounds bad. And it's not good.
No.
However, I like this take on it. U.S. jobless claims fall to a four-month low of 1.31. So we'll see how the markets are digesting that today. Are they half full or are they half empty today? We always opt for the half full here. We'll check your money news when we come back.
Hi, Doug Wright, and there's something about this time of year. Midsummer, July, we all crave the very best steak, and some of us like to think we have some skills at the barbecue. But let's be realistic and honest. The very best steak is waiting for you right now at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. With their two locations in Utah, 275 Southwest Temple in the heart of downtown Salt Lake City, and also, of course, in Hotel Park City, overlooking the golf course. Now, it's not just about steaks. Maybe you love seafood. How about some lamb? How about poultry? And then, of course, those side dishes and the legendary desserts. It's the best meal you've ever had, and it's waiting for you at Ruth's Chris. And, of course, your health is their highest priority. And right now, there's limited seating, parties no larger than 10 in Salt Lake and 6 in Park City. They're doing everything to make sure you and your party are absolutely safe at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
America's favorite car show is making its Salt Lake City debut. The good guys are cruising into town and bringing 3 jam-packed days of hot rod and fun with the first Race Deck Salt Lake Nationals July 17th through the 19th at the Utah State Fair Park. Bring the family and all your friends and check out thousands of the West's coolest hot rods, muscle cars, and tricked-out trucks through 1987. Plus, don't miss the Great Salt Autocross Shootout Racing Competition. For the health and safety of all attendees, tickets are limited and are available online only at good-guys.com.
Altium Packaging, located in Linden, Utah, is currently hiring team members for several positions, including machine operators, CDL forklift drivers, maintenance technicians, utility workers, and more. Altium Packaging provides competitive pay and full benefits for qualified positions. Paid holidays, vacation, sick leave, medical, dental, and vision insurance. On-the-job training will be provided. Manufacturing experience is a plus. For more information, go to altiumpackaging.com, or to apply, go now to altiumpkg.com.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by UCCU, love where you bank. The Supreme Court is expected to rule on the release of the president's taxes. Both Congress and the Manhattan District Attorney sued to see Trump's tax returns.
Authorities in Portland, Oregon say downtown business have $23 million in damages from protests. Police say the violence over 41 consecutive nights have wrecked the city, and businesses are losing customers.
Presidential candidate Joe Biden wants a $400 billion increase in government purchasing of U.S.-based goods. His plan calls for investing in U.S. technology before negotiating any new international trade deals.
Let's take a look at your money at this moment. And the Dow futures up just 9, just a fraction there. The S&P futures up 6.8, that's 0.25%. And the NASDAQ futures up 67.7, and that's a little over 0.6%.
And as you head out this morning, make sure you take KSL along. We'll see if we can get you there safely and on time. Traffic and weather when we come back.
You trust KSL for news and information in your car. Now trust us at home. KSL News Radio is your window to the outside world, keeping you informed on the coronavirus with updates every half hour, plus breaking news the minute it happens. Listen on the free KSL News Radio app, powered by AnyHour Services, Utah's HVAC, plumbing, drains, and electric experts. Get it now. Text the word app to 57500 or search for KSL News Radio in your app store.
In the wake of a disaster, what one thing can you send that will help people the most? A blanket, a tent, a sandbag, a doctor. Actually, if you send a monetary donation, you send all these things. Even a small donation can make a big impact and can quickly become exactly what people affected by disaster need most.
In the wake of a hurricane, your monetary donation can make a huge difference to those in need. To donate, visit supporthurricanerelief.org. That's supporthurricanerelief.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Time this morning for Utah Gives Back, a story about Utahns helping those in need, with Select House Community Relations Manager Greg Reed.
In Utah, about 600,000 tons of food are wasted every year. Food is thrown away, and there in the landfill, it releases methane gas as it decomposes. Food waste is responsible for about 8% of global emissions, and it's the number one item filling our landfills. Dana Williamson took matters into her own hands to reduce the amount of food in landfills by founding Wasteless Solutions. They rescue edible food from donors in the food industry, then donate that food to agencies that feed those with food insecurities and connect volunteer rescuers who sign up to deliver food from the donors to those agencies. To date, they have saved over 280,000 meals. That's about 3 meals a day for over 72,000 people in the Salt Lake area. You can become a food rescuer or donate food from your own garden by visiting wastelesssolutions.org. That's wastelesssolutions.org. Select Health recognizes the reduction in food waste by Wasteless Solutions as another example of how Utah gives back.
Utah Gives Back, brought to you by Select Health, your local not-for-profit health insurance company.
KSL News Time 6:59. Let's get another look at Triple Team traffic brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. Andy?
Some slowing on the 201 freeway approaching it from Bangor Highway. Some backups between about Lake Park Boulevard all the way up to 201. 5600 West starting to slow as you cross 201 again. But I-15 and I-215 through the Salt Lake Valley looking great. Aubrey?
I-15 still looking good in Utah County. No problems there. City streets in Provo filling in a little bit, specifically 500 West. And also, if you're traveling from Mountain View Corridor, trying to get onto Redwood, it's a little bit slow there in Saratoga. Eric?
Not seeing any difficulties, Aubrey, in Weber and Davis counties. I-15 looks good from Ogden all the way down to Bountiful if you're on US 89 or Legacy Parkway, which of course turns into the 215 westbound. That's all looking sharp heading down towards the airport area. Summer's here and it's hot outside. Get out of the heat and stop by Ogden's Flooring and Design for the sizzling summer clearance. You'll find the lowest prices of the year. Ogden'sFlooring.com. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Looks like there's some cooler air coming, but not until the tail end of this seven-day period, which we will check in with Grant about a little later in this half hour. But in the meantime, just add a couple of degrees every day to the expectation. 95 today, 97 tomorrow, 99 on Saturday. And with no chance of any precipitation, a beautiful morning out there, 65 degrees downtown.
This is your daily resource for critical breaking news, weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, brought to you by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City.